This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to campaign staffers on Monday and acknowledged the quote-unquote roller coaster of the last several weeks, but expressed confidence a day after President Joe Biden dropped out of this year's presidential race.
In the next 106 days, we have work to do. We have doors to knock on. We have people to talk to. We have phone calls to make. And we have an election to win.
Harris has publicly received the backing of more than two-thirds of the Democratic delegates she needs to become her party's nominee. Voters are reacting on Monday after U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to not seek re-election upended this year's presidential campaign, VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
In the Midwest state of Ohio, Democratic voter Richard Freeman says Biden would have lost to Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's a good decision. I think he didn't have a chance against Trump. Too many people were concerned about his age, which I was too.
Vice President Harris is the first choice for Washington State voter Jill Home.
I'm rooting for Kamala. Love to see a female up there, you know, and I think Kamala is incredibly sharp.
While Biden is backing Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, that is a decision for delegates to the party's convention next month in Chicago. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel will be the United States' strongest ally in the Middle East, regardless of who is elected president in November. Netanyahu made the comments before flying to Washington, where he's due to address the U.S. Congress. The visit, Netanyahu's first to his most important international ally since returning for a record sixth term as prime minister at the end of 2022. This is VOA News. The head of the agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians, the director of the Secret Service, says the roof where a shooter opened fire at Donald Trump's rally was identified as a potential vulnerability days before the event. Director Kimberly Cheadle made the comments on Monday as she was grilled by lawmakers over the July 13th assassination attempt of the Republican presidential nominee. Cheadle acknowledged the agency was told about a suspicious person between two and five times before the assassination attempt of the former president. She told lawmakers during a congressional hearing on July 13th, "We failed." A top U.S. health official says the recent assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump should be a wake-up call on gun violence. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has more.
The July 13th shooting of former U.S. President Donald Trump left U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy horrified.
We lose nearly 50,000 lives every year to gun violence. My hope is that we can shift from looking at it as a polarizing and political issue and see it for what it is, which is a public health issue that affects all of us.
Last month, Murthy's office issued the first ever advisory on firearm violence. He noted that 54% of Americans have experienced gun violence either directly or through a family member. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
American tech giant NVIDIA is working on a version of its new flagship AI chips for the China market that would be compatible with current U.S. export controls, three sources familiar with the matter said. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The AI chip champion unveiled its Blackwell semiconductors in March. It's thought the new product for China will be a derivative. The U.S. tightened controls on the export of chips to China in 2023. It wants to prevent breakthroughs in supercomputing that could help the country's military. Recent reports claim more controls are likely, with Washington pressuring allies like Japan to impose further controls too. Since the U.S. curbs were introduced, Chinese tech giants including Huawei have sought to develop their own alternative semiconductors. That's a challenge NVIDIA would like to defeat, with China accounting for over a quarter of its sales before the recent tensions began.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. A Russian court says it's convicted Alsu Kermasheva, a Russian-American journalist for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, of spreading false information about the Russian military and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison following a secret trial. RFERL, like VOA, is an independent broadcaster under the U.S. Agency for Global Media. I'm Joe Ramsey.